Hello, welcome to the BT360 podcast, What's Up in Business Travel, a weekly podcast where we update you on what's up this week in the world of business travel. This podcast is great for those who need to know what's happening, all in less than 15 minutes. My name is Ash. Let's get started. It is Monday, April 15th, and we have completed week 15 of 2024. Have you noticed that we have some new podcasts on our Business Travel 360 channel? Business Travel 360 is happy to announce that we've started to showcase more content for you, our listeners. Our latest launch is the BTA podcast from the Business Travel Association and is the representative association for the UK business travel industry and accounts for over 90% of all business travel booked in the UK. We hope that you'll enjoy this edition and we'll make Business Travel 360 your home for business travel podcasts. Now, let's get to our headlines. February air traffic as measured by revenue passenger kilometers increased by double-digit percentages year-over-year for global and international markets, according to the latest monthly report from IATA. Total February global air demand jumped almost 22% compared with February 2023, with capacity up almost 19% for the same period. It was the first month-over-month demand increase since October 2023. The Asia-Pacific region led the February total air demand increases, with traffic up to almost 38% versus February 2023, followed by Africa that showed a 23% increase. Europe, Middle East, Latin America also had double-digit percentage increases. The exception was North America, with a 9% increase year-over-year. Each region except North America also reported double-digit percentage capacity increases, again led by APAC, followed by Africa. Delta expects to begin testing its first new distribution capability, NDC, with select partners late this year. This was according to Sarah Reed, the airline's Managing Director of Sales Technology and Global Sales Support. Speaking Wednesday on a panel at the Elevate Plus Travel Connect conference hosted by ARC and ATP Co., Reed also said that Delta has no plans to implement a GDS surcharge or prematurely remove content from systems using legacy EDIFACT technology. Our distribution strategy has not changed, she said. We want to elevate the entire corporate travel ecosystem. Reed also said that Delta has begun speaking with travel agencies, OTAs, GDSs, and corporate clients to thoroughly understand their needs and challenges. Delta's intent, she said, is to implement an NDC solution only when the airline is ready to provide the service and capabilities. Delta has been the slowest of the three network airlines to move forward with NDC adoption, trailing behind American and United. In promising to unveil an NDC solution only when it has a complete set of servicing capabilities, Delta seeks to minimize concerns of travel advisors who have been reporting challenges servicing NDC-enabled airline tickets. ATP Co. has created a new solution that will dramatically increase the speed at which airlines will be able to move towards dynamic offers. Dubbed Product Catalog, the solution is an electronic record of airline products and services that ATP Co. can create with each airline client so that they can differentiate offers beyond price. The solution can also be used by the sales channel and will also help move the industry forward by building the framework necessary to achieve a goal that ATP Co. set in October 2022, which is that all airlines will be able to dynamically generate 80% of offers sold by 2026. Product Catalog was created after months of industry collaboration in ATP Co.'s Dynamic Offers Design team. This includes several airlines and its technology partners, and is currently in the proof of concept stage. ATP Co. plans to build a product catalog for each of its 450 member airlines by the end of the year, according to the CEO. The Nexus Trusted Traveler program is about to get more costly. Nexus application fee is set to increase from $50 to $120 effective October 1st, 2024. The price change is subject to approval of regulatory amendments in the U.S. and Canada. Nexus is a program offered by the Canada Border Services Agency and the U.S. Customs Border Protection that speeds up crossing from Canada into the U.S. by pre-screening travelers. Once approved, the membership is good for 5 years. Nexus currently has almost 2 million members, the majority of which are Canadian. The current price of $50 was set when the program launched more than 20 years ago. Now in news that impacts the travel industry. Brazil has delayed the return of a visa requirement for tourists from the U.S., Australia, and Canada until April 2025 per a decree signed by the President of Brazil. This marks the second postponement of the requirement this year, which originally was supposed to begin in January, but was pushed back that month to April 10th. The visa requirement for the three countries is returning as their waiver expires as a result of them not being able to establish a reciprocal visa waiver agreement for visitors from Brazil. Brazil's tourism board noted that the U.S. was the second largest source of international travel for Brazil in 2023, and that the arrivals of Americans to Brazil in the first 2 months of 2024 was up 11% year over year. The global airline industry is facing a major crisis as aircraft deliveries drop sharply due to production problems at Boeing and Airbus. Some airlines have been forced to cut their schedules to cope with the lack of available planes. At the same time, the number of travelers globally has hit historical levels. 4.7 billion people are expected to travel this year, compared with 4.5 billion in 2019. Last December, IATA had predicted a 9% annual growth in airline capacity this year. That estimate looks optimistic following Boeing's safety crisis. One leading industry analyst said passenger airlines will receive 20% fewer aircrafts this year than expected. They further said that U.S. airlines will receive a third fewer aircraft than they planned a year ago. That's because several airlines depended on Boeing 737 MAX planes. Regulators have put a cap on the production of the MAX as a result, but the company is not even hitting that level. In Europe, low-cost airline Ryanair has had to cut some routes. While in the U.S., United and Southwest have cut back flying, adjusted hiring and staffing plans. Adding to the problems is that many jets made by Airbus are grounded due to engine problems. Low-cost airline Spirit plans to furlough approximately 260 pilots later this year, according to a news release issued on Monday. The company continues to struggle with Pratt & Whitney engine issues, losing almost $200 million last quarter. Spirit said that the furloughs will take effect on September 1, 2024. In late 2023, the airline halted all pilot and flight attendant training, citing slower 2024 growth plans and ongoing engine troubles. Earlier this year, a federal judge struck down the proposed merger between JetBlue and Spirit. The duo then terminated their merger agreement in early March. Let's get to the news of mergers and new partnerships. Troop, a meeting planning and group travel logistics platform, has announced a partnership with Direct Travel to expand its meeting management technology to both new and existing customers of the corporate travel management company. Known for its award-winning Troop One platform, Troop provides a cloud-based solution for companies that organize multiple small, mid-size, and large meetings annually. The company states that it facilitates cost-effective, efficient, safe, and sustainable gatherings. We're pleased to collaborate with Direct Travel in their mission to enhance the travel experience by combining modern technology and superior customer service, according to the co-founder and CEO of Troop. He also highlighted Troop's commitment to expanding its global presence, particularly in the U.S. mid-market, through investments in its U.S.-based team to bolster capabilities and lead the region effectively. Princess Cruises will partner with Brightline Intercity Passenger Rail to offer a rail and sail program to transport guests cruising from Fort Lauderdale and Port Canaveral. The Florida Rail Line will also feature Princess's branding at five terminals. Guests booking rail and sail packages through Brightline's website will receive a discount of up to 15%. Brightline departs daily with 16 round-trip transits between Orlando and Fort Lauderdale, with stops in West Palm Beach and Boca Raton. UK-based travel management company TAG has been sold by Apiary Capital to fellow private equity specialist ECI Partners. TAG, formerly known as the Appointment Group, was acquired by Apiary in 2018. According to a statement, Apiary will exit its six-year ownership of TAG with a fourfold return on its original investment. Other financial terms of the sale to ECI Partners were not disclosed. The London-based TMC said it was poised for further expansion with its new backing from ECI, which formerly owned fellow TMC Reed & McKay between 2011 and 2016. TAG, which specializes in entertainment and corporate sectors, was ranked the ninth largest TMC in the UK last year with gross sales of £300 million. It is also the 16th largest TMC in Europe. The TMC has been acquiring new businesses in recent months, including Travel Stars and Atlantis in US early this year, as well as Australian conference and incentive specialist CCM Travel in 2023. SAS will join the SkyTeam Airline Alliance on September 1st, leaving behind the Star Alliance program. Members of SAS's EuroBonus loyalty program will enjoy loyalty benefits similar to those offered today with most of SkyTeam's airlines, according to the airline, which is in advanced negotiations with SkyTeam and its member airlines to develop and grow extensive commercial partnerships. The new alliance will provide SAS customers access to 19 new airlines and more than 1,060 destinations globally. Star Alliance benefits will remain in place until August 31st. Now in news of new travel services and improvements. Travelers flying Delta Airlines will be greeted by a brand new boarding system next month. Delta had previously boarded by ticket, seat, and status with Delta One and First Class boarding right after pre-boarding, and then Diamond Medallions followed by Premium Select, Delta Sky Plus, Sky Priority members, and main cabin guests divided into three groups. The airline is not moving away from that order. Instead, Delta is changing what it calls each one of its groups, and those groups appear on tickets going from branded boarding to numbered boarding. Starting on May 1st, Delta will board with numbered zones, matching the process that other airlines use. Each of those previous groups will be given a zone number to board, depending on their ticket, seat, and status. Those flying Delta 1 or First Class will be Zone 1. Delta Medallion members and Premium Select customers will be Zone 2. Delta Comfort will be Zone 3. Sky Priority will be Zone 4. And in the three main cabin groups will be Zone 5, 6, and 7. Basic Economy customers will be the last to board at Zone 8. All Nippon Airways beginning this summer will offer free Wi-Fi on international flights for business class passengers. In addition, Premium Economy and Economy customers beginning in March 2025 will have access to complimentary texting with ANA's Wi-Fi service on international flights. The airline currently offers free Wi-Fi access on domestic flights and for first class passengers on international flights. Hilton Worldwide during the next several years plans to add about 90 hotels across several brands in Canada, which would be about a 50% increase from its current 180 properties. Among the properties in Hilton's Canadian pipeline are upward of 25 upper mid-scale limited service Hampton properties and 20 extended stay hotels. In total, the 90 or so properties in the Canadian pipeline will add about 11,000 rooms to Hilton's portfolio in the country. Qantas will implement its largest increase of reward seats availability beginning in July. With the introduction of Classic Plus category of reward seats, 20 million additional seats will be made available for Qantas points redemption over a rolling 12-month period. Those seats will augment the 5 million Classic reward seats that Qantas currently makes available each year. The new Classic Plus seats will be available to Qantas frequent flyer members, though Classic seats will continue to be bookable with points from other Oneworld Alliance airlines, including American and Alaska. With an increase of 20 million reward points, the majority of Qantas' international and domestic seat offerings will be available for booking with points, according to the airline. All bookings must be made direct with Qantas. Budget airline IndiGo has placed an order for 10 additional A320neo aircraft in March. The airline operates the largest fleet in India and is one of the biggest customers of Airbus. It is seeking to expand its operations domestically and internationally and double its capacity over the next 7 years. The most recent order is in line with this larger goal. Last year, IndiGo placed a mega order for 500 aircraft with Airbus, the largest order to be placed in the history of passenger jets. With that, thank you for joining us, and I would like to ask you to tune in again next week on Monday morning to get your weekly update. We hope that you will make this a regular part of your week and listen in while you're on the move or sitting back and sipping your coffee. You can subscribe to this podcast by searching Business Travel 360 on Apple or Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or Pandora. Be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know so that they can also benefit from getting to know more about what's up in business travel. You can always find more information on businesstravel360.com. Have a great day and travel well.